beams are dancing and laughing with me. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, children, wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear. Why tell you that springtime is hovering here? The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, children, wake up. Each golden hour, feeling like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to get your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The deep clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, children, wake up.
Good evening, this is Radiola. I'm Pete Bianco, filling in for Andy Sr. this week. And Andy's at Jazz and Kaz this evening. He's gone to hear Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks. There's also Grammy-nominated vocalist Jane Monheit Quartet. Honoring Leo Rahill is happening at 8:45. And Jazz After Hours, Lincoln House, Seven Stone Steps featuring Brubeck Jazz Institute Quintet. And it's very exciting to be filling in for Andy. I'm excited to take on his listenership. It's wonderful to be an admirer of this music and then get the opportunity to come on and play it, or I should say an admirer of Radiola. So if you want to catch Jazz and Kaz and you're not there yet, don't worry. There's still more Jazz and Kaz on Saturday, and I'll catch you up with that later. We heard first Crazy Blues with Mamie Smith. Then second, we heard Exactly Like You, Django Reinhardt. And you might have the Crazy Blues that Andy's not here with us. And I can't say that I'm exactly like Andy, but I'm doing my best. And Wake Up, Chillin' Wake Up, we heard Jimmy Noone's Apex Orchestra, and a little different version than what Andy usually plays. I know Andy likes to give his share. And next we'll hear Jelly Roll Morton. Thank you.
tomorrow. Clean mountain, let it fall. Everybody have a jelly roll like mine. I live in town, I ain't got no brown eye. I don't want end up my jelly tomorrow. Clean mountain, let it fall. You start to grab it, you break it, you push it in the ways that I never get it. I had my right, my desire. I blow the town, my jelly tomorrow. My jelly, my roll, feed my wound, don't you let it fall. I ain't got nobody here but me and myself. They blew all the time. When the sun went down, my jelly, my roll, feed my wound, don't you let it fall. You can shake it, you can break it, you can hang it on the wall. You got a wild up here, you would fall. Break it, you can hang it on the wall. Got a wild up here, my jelly, my roll.
We just heard Shaking and Break It by Charlie Patton and Jelly Roll Morton with Black Bottom Stomp. Incredible stuff. 2009 schedule for Jazz and Kaz. If you're not there today and you'd like to go tomorrow, Saturday, September 26th at 4 p.m., there's the Casanova High School Vocal Jazz Ensembles at 4:45 p.m. There's the Kaz College Singers, 7 p.m., Bear Cat Jazz Band, 8:15, the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, 10 o'clock p.m., Brubeck Institute Jazz Quintet, and 11 p.m., the After Hours Jazz Jam Session featuring the Brubeck Jazz Institute Quintet. This is free and open to the public, and a $10 donation is suggested at evening events in the theater. This is the Catherine Cummings Theater at Casanova College, 8 Link Lane Street, Casanova, New York. In other jazz news, please save and announce 9 p.m. World Class Jazz, October 22nd. Strike that, October 2nd, 2009, sponsored by the Hamilton College Jazz Archive and the Office of Alumni Relations in memory of Milton F. Filius Jr., 44H96. Pianist Dick Hyman, guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli, Jackie Williams, Evan Christopher, Randy Sankey, Nikki Parrott will perform. Filius Events Barn, Beinecke Student Activities Village. Now that we got some of those things out of the way, I'd like to introduce you to a more contemporary band. I know that I can make this exception here. I hear Andy do that a few times. We have to pay homage to the people who are still here with us. So I bring to you the Stick and Rag Village Orchestra. And this is a young group of musicians who travel around in a bus. And they did a ball called the Black Fly Ball up in East Machias, Maine, where they played in the old Grange Hall. So the song we're about to hear is Human Cannonball.
Thank you.
Dry Bones Shuffle by Blind Blake. Before that, Human Cannonball by the Stick and Rag Village Orchestra, and you can check them out at stickandrag.org. Heard Blue Guitar Stomp by Clifford Hayes. Before that, the Henderson Stomp, Don Redman. It wasn't until I started making out my list of music to play this evening that I realized how much I like stomps. I'm looking for the 5 o'clock stomp by Buddy Burton, but it's 8:30. W.E. Buddy Burton. I can tell you a little bit about him. Multi-instrumentalist and band leader Buddy Burton appeared on quite a few of 1920s Chicago Southside jazz and blues records as a vocalist and playing drums, washboard, piano, celeste, and kazoo. He was originally from Louisville, Kentucky, and headed north to Chicago sometime in 1922. His first recording session was in October of 1922 with Jelly Roll Morton's jazz band. He played on several of Morton's early small group recordings and on many sessions that were led by Jimmy Blyce. Burton released 5 sides under his own name in 1928 and 2 sides as a duo with Blyce. He recorded one more record under his own name for Bluebird in 1936 with Irene Sanders. Little is known about Burton's life after the mid-1930s. It is reported that he died with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in 1976 in Louisville. I don't even have 5 o'clock stomp to play for you. One other thing I was noticing while going through this list here is sometimes I go out and hear people sing contemporary music, and there's so many love songs out there, and you know, apparently this music was written before love existed. There's people singing about blues and stomps and hen parties and cow-cows and people singing about leggings and shoes and dust and taxes. So next up we'll hear a song about leggings.
Courting one day, and the girls wouldn't have him. He come down the lane on a walking cane with his daughter's shoes on and his leggings. My mother, she told me to give him a chair, for the girls wouldn't have him. I gave him a chair and he looked mighty queer with his daughter's shoes on and his leggings. Told me to hang up his hat, for the girls wouldn't have him. I hung up his hat and he kicked the cat with his old shoes on and his leggings. told me to give him some meat. For the girls wouldn't have him. I gave him some meat, you know how he did it, with his old shoes on and his leggings. Told me to give him the hoe, for the girls wouldn't have him. I gave him the hoe and he jumped Jim Crow, with his old shoes on and his leggings. My mother, she told me to give him the saw, for the girls wouldn't have him. I gave him the saw and he played right throw, with his old shoes on and his leggings. To put him to bed, for the girls wouldn't have him. I put him to bed and he stood on his head, with his old shoes on and his leggings. My mother, she told me to send him away, for the girls wouldn't have him. I sent him away and he left us to stay, with his old shoes on and his leggings.
Hey.
Songs. We were stomping, and then we started it off with Old Shoes and Leggings, what you would need for stomping Uncle Eck Dunford. Then we heard Peggin' All, Shoe Song from the Carolina Tar Heels. Then we moved to Hot Potatoes, Blind Blake, 1928. And followed that up with Pork and Beans, obviously. Lucky Roberts, 1946. And so let's follow that up with some Animal Crackers.
Right this way for the Wild Animal Show.
Listening to the stylings of Harry Reeser and his six jumping jacks, who I like to call firecrackers. And Tom Stacks is the vocal on that, and my friends refer to him as the Jerk. Well, I'll read to you a little bit about them. During the 1920s and 30s, Harry Reeser not only played in a number of bands, but also led his own bands, using an amazing number of pseudonyms. His bands recorded an incredible number of tunes in a variety of styles, but the pop tunes and novelty songs appealed to a wider audience. They are also among his best recordings. Harry Reeser often arranged many of the songs that the bands recorded. Many of the better songs feature the vocals by Tom Stacks, who is also the drummer. On many of these sessions, his voice has been described as having a built-in grin. Another highlight of these recordings are Reeser's banjo solos, which show amazing clarity and technique with a little jazz influence tossed in. Incredibly tight band. But then again, so is Vince Giordano, and that's where Andy's off to this evening. And I really appreciate all the work that Andy puts into his shows, because just taking over for this one show has proven to be a lot of work, but it's all worth it, and I hope you think it's worth it. And next, we're going to hear Kid Ory and his Creole trombone.
Thank you.